It is dreadful to see a UN mission like MONUSCO having the courage to speak about the peace process in the DRC. MONUSCO has been in the DRC for over 20 years. When it came in the DRC, we had 4 or 5 armed groups. But today we have over 250 groups under the MONUSCO supervision. The M23 never attacked any position of the coalitions. The M23 has released many communiques and went to the media, made a lot of noise, and let the world know that it has been attacked all the time by the DRC government coalitions with the help of MONUSCO and the mercenary in total violations of Minister Met of Luanda resolutions. So here we're calling on MONUSCO to reframe supporting the DRC government coalition in total violation of Minister Met of Luanda.
Do you have any evidence that MONUSCO is supporting the DRC government?
Let me seize this opportunity to thank the leaders of the region for their effort to find peace in the DRC. The M23 has ended its position of Kibumba and Rumangabo to the due care of the Eastern African Community regional forces. The M23 still committed to implement the resolution derived from the mini summit of Luanda. At the same time, we ask the DRC government to also respect and implement the resolution of mini summit of Luanda, as these resolutions were meant for all parties, all the stakeholders to the conflict.
I read your latest press release in which you made several references to genocide against Congolese Tutsi by the government in Kinshasa. Is this part of your motivation for fighting?
We have been calling on the international community to intervene and stop this ongoing genocide against the Congolese Tutsi perpetrated by the DRC government through its coalition of FDLR, Mai Mai, and CODECOs.
Why blame the international community?
We are not condemning the international community as such. We are seeking the help of the international community. We want the international community to act and to stop another genocide to happen in Great Lakes region of Africa.